Hello again, everybody. We really appreciate you giving of your time each and every day to join us for these very simple and informal devotionals. I know that many people are listening that are not connected with our church, and we really appreciate you joining in. Last week we had a devotional with Tom the Snake. Now, the cameraman Joshua has told me that his name's actually Sam or Sammy. So Sammy the Snake's back again. And just with Sammy sitting on my knee here, want to bring a little lesson from the first book of the Bible, from the book of Genesis. Because one of the titles of the devil in Scripture is that of the old serpent, the serpent. And we are told in Genesis chapter 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which God had made. Now we cannot dogmatically say what form the serpent took before Adam and Eve sinned and before God cursed the ground and cursed the earth and cursed the serpent. But we know that after the curse, the serpent went about on its belly. It's my conviction that before the fall, the serpent was a very beautiful creature, perhaps. Certainly Adam and Eve were not intimidated or surprised by its demeanor and the fact that it was speaking to them. And we know that in that, the devil was busy. The devil manifested himself in a certain way and tempted Adam and tempted Eve to disobey God and eat of the forbidden fruit. And maybe today, you're still not a Christian. It's quite a remarkable thing that the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of John said to the religious establishment of his day, "Ye are of your father, the devil." Now that's a solemn thing. Not everybody out there is a child of God. Not everybody out there is a member of God's family. Certainly not everyone can address God as Father. Unless you're born again and adopted into the family of God, your spiritual father is Satan himself. And he wants to draw you away from God and entice you and tempt you and wants to ruin and destroy your life. Jesus Christ our Lord said, "The thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The apostle said, "For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And there's coming a day whenever the accuser of the brethren, because that's what the devil is, he accuses even God's people, he tempts us, he lies to us, he launches his fiery darts at us, he accuses us to ourselves, maybe even before others, and certainly before God. Someday he's going to be cast down and cast off forever. And I wonder today who you belong to. Are you following yourself and following sin and even following Satan? Or are you following the Saviour? Has your life been given to God unreservedly and completely? You know, the enemy comes in like a serpent, even to the lives of God's people, and causes us to have doubts perhaps, tempts us to depart from her first love, to compromise, to yield to temptation. And maybe the enemy has been attacking you and testing you and trying you in these days. The Bible says, "Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee." Give your life completely to him, all of your burdens, doubts, fears, trials, worries, sins and anxieties. Leave them all with the Lord and yield and surrender your life completely, fully, and entirely to him. They overcame him, the serpent, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You know, sometimes whenever I was young, if I was reading a book and you didn't know how it was going to end, you'd maybe turn the last page or two just to find out, how's the story going to end? And often it ended well. And it's lovely to read the last book of the Bible, the last few chapters of the Bible, because all ends well for the Christian. We're on the victory side. Keep trusting. Keep walking with the Lord. Submit yourself to him afresh. And may God bless you and protect you from the wiles and the fiery darts of the devil. Put on the whole armour of God and experience victory in Jesus' name.